on the rise and pushing into prominence today is the concept of pragmatism. Well, actually, that's not accurate. It's been the case for a long time, but it is pushing into prominence in Christianity these days. What does this kind of pragmatism look like? Pragmatism asks people, what do you want in a church? And then the church does that. That is, find out what works and do it. That's religious pragmatism. If this kind of music isn't producing the results you want, change to another. If this kind of worship service isn't drawing in the numbers you want or the demographic you want, change to another. If people don't like to hear the Bible in sermons, then stop using the Bible in sermons. Make the song service longer and be sure to play the songs that everyone likes that tickles people's ears. Can you begin to see the problem? If what works is the defining doctrine for knowledge and meaning and value, and God's truth doesn't work, then what are we left with? When the congregation tells the pastor, "We don't want to hear so many sermons on sin and repentance, just give us happy sermons," what's the pastor supposed to do with the 75% of the other parts of the word? There are places in life where pragmatism works, but Christianity is not one of those places. Too many people are giving ground on biblical truth because it doesn't seem to work. We've given ground on marriage because the biblical view is too outdated, so to speak. We've given ground in parental authority and discipline because we want our children to like us. We've given ground on morality because it offends some people. And we've given ground on biblical community and fellowship because it cuts into tea times and baseball tournaments. When did it change from being the Lord's day to the Lord's hour? We've given ground on biblical truth because we don't think that it works, because truth is divisive. Well, that's because of a skewed concept of work in view of biblical truth. Truth, by its nature, is discriminatory and divisive. It doesn't tolerate a variety of opinions and doesn't allow for relativism. Wouldn't it be better to realign our thinking about what is meaningful and valuable to God's way of seeing things? We worship when it's convenient and comfortable. We control all aspects of worship, and we end up worshiping ourselves instead of God. But when we walk with Jesus day by day, surrendering to His Lordship and Word, then He begins to change all of that. When you pray today, please remember Rana Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the Western Cron LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.